Today is August 9th, the year 2000. I am Betty Meyer, a volunteer interviewer for the Germans from Russia Heritage Collection at the North Dakota State University Libraries. That's a long word, in Fargo, North Dakota. And it's a pleasure to visit with Paul P. Welder, W-E-L-D-E-R, in Linton, where this interview is taking place. And Chris Meyer is here too, and he's running the tape recorder right now, but in a little while you're going to hear from him. So we're going to get started with some of the very first basic questions. What is your name and the date of your birth?
My name is Paul P. Welder, and I was born April the 14th, 1912.
And where were you born?
I was born in McIntosh County, which would be 3 miles north of Greenway, South Dakota, but I was born in North Dakota, 1 mile in North Dakota over the state line.
So did your folks live in Greenway then?
They lived in the scene. That's where they lived in North Dakota, though, over the state line.
Uh-huh. Okay.
3 miles north of Greenway. But we were in Berlin District.
Mm-hmm. And what was your father's name?
My father's name was Paul Welder.
They didn't change it much, did they? What does the P stand for in your name?
Philip.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Paul and Philip. Where was your father born?
My father was born in Russia. Alsace, Russia, as far as I know.
So he was in that village. Did he die there?
No, he died in Zeeland, North Dakota.
And when did he die?
He died in February the 26th, 1947.
Oh, okay. Paul's looking in a big, thick family book that's called Joseph Welder Heritage from 1680 to 1976. And so he's finding the exact date.
Well, he died February the 26th, 1948.
Okay. And he's buried where?
He's buried in Zeeland Cemetery, St. Andrew's Catholic Cemetery.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you know pretty much the next question I'm going to ask you. I'm going to ask you what your mother's name is.
My mother's name was Katharina Welder.
And when was she born?
She was born in November the 10th, 1878.
And where was she born?
She was born in Russia.
In Alsace?
Alsace.
Uh-huh. And she died here in the States?
She died in Zeeland, North Dakota.
Mm-hmm. And she's also buried there then?
She's buried in the Zeeland Cemetery, Zeeland Catholic Cemetery, St. Andrews.
When?
When she died March the 26th, 1966.
Mm-hmm. Now, when and where were your father and mother born or married?
Married? They were married in the St. John's Catholic Church, which is 5 miles north of Zeeland.
Oh. Mm-hmm. That's closed now, but it's still there.
Yeah. Yeah. It's closed, but it's still there.
Uh-huh.
Cemetery is there, and that's where Grandpa and Grandma are buried, in St. John's.
Now, when you talk about Grandma and Grandpa, that's your mother.
It's Welders.
The Welders.
Welders. The Weigels are buried in South North Dakota.
Oh.
Anton and Carolina Weigel.
Mm-hmm.
Buried in South North Dakota.
Okay. How many brothers and sisters did you have in your family?
I had 8 brothers and 7 sisters.
Well, you better look up the page where it has them all listed because I want them in order.
I'll give them to you. You get them in order.
Okay, let's start with the oldest one then.
Carolina is the oldest one. She was born August 29, 1899. She got married November 1, 1920. Died July 27, 1947. She got married to Conrad Mattern, which I haven't got the date.
That's all right.
I have the date, November 1, 1920. Oh. She got married November 1, 1920. Mm. Remember the date.
Let's just go through the list of brothers and sisters in chronological order. And you know what? I think I'll just copy that page and put it in your file. So okay, we don't have to read all.
Barbara was the next one. Oh, you don't want you to get them all the way down.
Yeah, just give me them in order. Mm-hmm.
Barbara was born April 23, 1900. She got married November 26, 1923. She was married to a John Welp, a cousin of Lawrence Welp.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Katharina was born April 11, 1903. Got married November 25, 1922. And she died February 28, 1995. She died.
Quite old.
Yeah, she died in Sun City, Arizona, and was cremated and is buried in Strasburg, North Dakota, on top of her husband's grave, Fred Mattern.
Hmm. The ties always come back to North Dakota,
yeah,
don't they? And the next one?
That's Mary. And she was born June 20, 1904. She got married November 4, 1925. She was still alive at that time.
Mm-hmm.
She got married to a Gabriel Welk, cousin of Lawrence Welk.
two ties to the Welk family there,
mm-hmm,
then.
Mm-hmm. And of course she was not dead yet at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next one is Bernhard Welder, and he's got grandpa's name.
Oh.
And he was born December 10, 1905, got married in 1935, and was still living at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But his wife was Agnes Leibel, and she was born 1910 and died November 23, 1968. Magdalena Schmalz. She was married to Olive Schmalz, born March 31, 1907, got married November 14, 1927.
Mm-hmm.
Still living. Anton Welder, got married to a Barbara Mitzel, and he was born January 13, 1909, and he got married November 17, 1931. Cho Welder, married to Helen Knowles, was born October 19, 1910, and he died December 4, 1943. No, excuse me, not that. Cancel that. He got married November 4, 1943. He was still alive at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Paul P. Welder was born April 14, 1912. And he was married to Phyllis Wall. She was born April 2, 1915. They were married November 4, 1943.
Mm-hmm.
John Welder got married to Stella Bermema. And he was born November 2, 1913. Got married October 28, 1942. Still alive. And Anna Welder got married to Andrew Schatz. She was born August 28, 1915. She got married December 27, 1945. That's wrong. This is wrong. I got mixed up here.
Hmm.
Correct that. Hmm. Anna was born August 28, 1915. And she got married October 22, 1937. She was married to Andrew Schatz, He was born December 13, 1913, and he died May 1, 1971.
Mm-hmm.
Peter Welder, he got married to Lillian Schatz, and he was born November 6, 1916, got married December 27, 1945. Lillian Schatz was born September 26, 1918. Frank Welder, born April 5, 1918, got married June 7, 1947, was married to a Pearl Olson. She was born April 13, 1925, Norwegian. Mike Welder.
I won't say anything.
Mike Welder. He was born May 23, 1919, and he got married June 17, 1946. Barbara Sohn was his wife's name. She was born March 1, 1919. Rose Gabriel, the 15th one in the family. She was born September 30, 1920, and she got married November 4, 1941. And John Gabriel was her husband, and he was born September 27, 1914.
My goodness, what a list. 15 children, and they all lived.
They all lived. Well, Carolina was the first one that died.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes, they all lived.
And they were born between the span of...
In 21 years.
21 years.
Mm-hmm. 21 years. 15 and 21 years. And when my mother passed away, she was 86 years old, and she had 273 descendants. And there was not one with a physical or mental impairment.
Great.
That's wonderful. Great. That's wonderful. They were well cared for.
And my mother was 86 years old, and 3 weeks before she passed away, I visited with her, and she still knew the birthday of every one of all her descendants, plus the names of everyone.
Everyone.
And then she knew most of the neighbors' birthdays.
Remarkable, remarkable.
Yeah. I can't believe that. In today's world, it would. Can you imagine how many complaining people there would be? When did your family originally come over from Russia to the United States? Do you know?
Yes. Oh, I can give you that in a minute. They came to the United States in November 4, 1885.
Mm, okay.
Aboard the ship Fulton.
Mm-hmm. USS Fulton.
Fulda.
Mm-hmm. Then they must have. Did they land at Ellis Island or
yes.
that area mm-hmm. anyway?
Yeah,
I don't know if Ellis Island was named mm-hmm. that then.
Yeah, it was. Mm-hmm.
And then where did they settle?
They settled, they took out a homestead in Berlin Township, McIntosh County.
Mm-hmm.
There they farmed until Grandpa's dead. He was 76 years old when he passed mm-hmm. away. And my grandpa's name was Schumacher, and she passed away when she was 73 years old. Mm-hmm. And they were both buried in the St. John Cemetery, north of Zeal, 5 miles north of Zeal in North Dakota.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember any stories that they told you about Russia?
Well, Grandpa sometimes did. He talked about horse thieves more so because horse thieves over there were like bank robbers in the United States. That was one of the biggest crimes they commit, and horses was their source of power, and they were very, very much in demand for stealing, and a lot of them were stolen. Some of the farmers over there had some big chain, they called them chain dogs, tied to the barns. So they couldn't steal the horses, but they would saw out the bag and steal the horses anyhow. It was a big trade over there.
If they were caught, I wonder what the punishment was.
Oh, they were they were beheaded.
They were beheaded.
Huh? Yeah, they were not put, there was no jail and no pen. They just butchered them.
Was there any other stories that your family told?
Well, I can remember him telling me how they trashed over there. They would take the grain and they would cut it down in size and bring it in a pile, and then they would trample the horses on there and trample it out, and then they would take the straw off, and on a windy day they would go up on even on a little building and kind of threw to the wind and separated, let it drop on blankets and separated, and then they put it into sacks. If they had 6 sacks of wheat, they were pretty lucky.
Doesn't sound like much today, does it?
Sounds like nothing.
But I think they're a little more frugal than we are today. Going back one more generation, do you have any records of when your family left Germany and went to Russia?
Yes, I have two sons. I'm going to have to... Two welder Pioneer families in Russia originally came from the village of Petersdorf in the district of Ratzenbaden. So they moved in 1811. They left Germany and went to Russia. No, that's already in Russia, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe then I haven't got it when they moved from Germany to Russia. I don't think it's in here then. I think she just came back to Russia.
No, they did. They went from that...
Petersburg, yes.
Yeah, Petersburg, mm-hmm. Germany. Mm-hmm. That is Germany then.
Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. Germany, see?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what we have recorded down there then,
yeah,
that
the
is
record.
How
well,
they
in,
went.
In 1600.
Yeah, 1600. And R-A-S-T-A-T-T.
German.
That's German.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay. Yeah. That was in 1600, so...
That was 1600.
Go back quite a ways.
Mm-hmm. 1680. Yeah.
And you said that your parents didn't talk too much about the village that they came from.
No, especially Dad didn't. Either he was bitter or he was 9 years old only.
Yeah.
But he didn't talk about it much. Yeah. Hardly nothing at all. And Grandpa, of course, Grandpa and Grandma, they were in a little house only about 2 blocks from the house where I was born and raised in. And there was not that much conversation with Grandpa and Grandma. But when Grandma passed, Grandpa and Grandma raised my sister, Katharina, from the time she was 2 years old until she got married. And when she got married, and then I lived with Grandpa. We slept in Grandpa's house, but we ate in the big house with the family. So he talked about a few little things, but not much.
Mm-hmm.
Not much. Mm-hmm. And Catherine already got married in 1922. So I slept with Grandpa in 23 and in part of 22, and then in 23, we built a new home, so Grandpa moved to our new home that Dad built. Mm-hmm. And I slept with him there for 2 years yet. Mm-hmm. And finally, I got too big, so I went upstairs with the rest of them. 1923. And I helped to haul all the material. My brother and myself, Joe was a year and a half older, we hauled all the material with wagons. We made 4 trips a day to Greenway, South Dakota, and we hauled cement, 100-pound sacks, and took them home and piled them into a granary until the day that the basement was filled. They had 2 mixers and about 14 people, and my brother Joe and myself hauled all the cement to the site, plus the water from the pond. We had 6 50-gallon barrels, and we would fill them up, and the pond was just 100 feet from the house. And we'd bring them up there, and then we'd fill those barrels all the time so this mixers could get going. Mm-hmm. It was a big house and a big basement. This was the house in town.
Describe the house.
This is a 2-story house, and it's got a sort of a projection out on one side. That's the front porch.
Sun porch.
I don't know, is that what the direction? It looks like it should be facing south.
South.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And how many bedrooms in there?
There was 5 bedrooms. 1 downstairs and 4 upstairs. And then there was the bathroom upstairs and what we call the porch room.
Mm-hmm. Now, is this house still standing?
Oh, yes. Somebody's living in it.
Oh, and it's being well kept. My goodness, it's beautiful.
We got married in 1943, and then in 1946 I put the running water in there, and we had 2 full bathrooms and 1 half bath.
So you and your wife then lived
here? Yes, we lived there from 1943 until 1982.
And the house was built what year?
In 1923.
In 1923. My goodness. That was a lot of work, but it's still standing. That means it was well built.
It's a beautiful, beautiful home.
Beautiful farm. I'll get the farm.
Yeah.
The farm where I was raised, the picture was taken from the air. My daughter-in-law is a photographer. And there was 2 pole barns that are not on here. But it was a big yard, and we kept it clean with lawnmowers and stuff. We had a lawnmower like the highway department has behind a tractor, one rider, one a bagger, and one for the shoulder belt. Mm-hmm. And then we had a self-propelled lawn sweeper.
Now, there's water behind the house. As you said, you had drawn water from there.
Yeah, there was a lake right behind the house. A nice big pond.
Does that have a name?
No, it was just a pond that was put in. A creek danged off.
I see.
And we put a big shelter belt in on the north side.
When you first moved there, were there many trees?
Not very many. Only right behind the house. Those trees behind the house, they were seedlings from the railroad track, and they were put in there in 1924.
Hmm.
And they were just cottonwood trees.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 26, they had put in some fruit trees, but they were not. We had some plums and crab apples, but they didn't do too well.
Mm-hmm. What language did you grow up with?
Deutsch, German.
German.
We spoke German. When I went to school, English was just nothing at all. I hardly couldn't speak English when I went to school. Of course, my brothers and sisters, eight of them were older, so I picked some of it up, but very little.
Mm-hmm. Because you always spoke German back.
Everybody spoke German. The dogs even barked German.
There was one other question I wanted to ask about your... did you ever receive letters from Russia, from family back there?
No.
Never?
No.
Did you send letters over there?
I can recall to where I think they tried one time.
Uh-huh.
And nothing happened. No, we didn't. I know that we didn't.
Mm-hmm. So did you read newspapers?
Well, we had the Staatsanzeiger, it was German, and of course the what was a farmer from Aberdeen, South Dakota, Dakota Farm or something.
Mm-hmm.
We had that, and then of course we had newspapers, local mm-hmm. papers, whatever.
Now, there was a newspaper, the German Press, that kept quite a bit of news.
Yeah,
that, did you get that?
Staatsanzeiger, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When did you start speaking English then?
When I went to school, when I was 7 years old.
You had to speak English then.
Yep. Well, we could speak German if we went out of the school ground, which we did sometimes during lunch hour.
Do you remember your first school teacher?
No, I don't. But I remember some of them.
Some of them?
I definitely remember one by the name of Hunter. And he taught us something that I never forgot from up until today. To put the days in the calendar in order down the line, like Sundays, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I mean, like,
uh-huh.
for instance, if a Sunday would be the first, if the Sundays would be 1, 8, 15, 22, 29. Mondays would be 2, 9, 16, 23, 30. Tuesdays would be 3, 10, 17, 24. Wednesdays, 4, 11, 18, 25. Thursdays, 5, 12, 19, 26. Fridays, 7, 14, 21, 28.
And you still use that method today?
Yes, I still do.
How about that? It sounds like good organization. What other teachers did you have?
Well, we had one by the name of Frieda Breitling, and she was only a small teacher, but she was a tough one. We had a, and then we had one by the name of, Hunter was the old one.
That's all right, that's
yeah,
all right.
But we had one other teacher, and he was a real meanie. If we didn't know our spelling, he would put a little ring on the blackboard and a dot there, and we'd have to stand there and put our nose against. And sometimes we had to kneel on corn. I was fortunate enough, I never had a kneel on coal.
You were
I was a good boy.
Yep. speaking of language, do you have a prayer that you can repeat for us in German? That you?
I got many of them.
Just one.
What,
we're going to run out of tape
what,
today.
What, the Lord's Prayer?
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
Vater unser, der du bist im Himmel, der Heilige Vater, Name, komm und dann reich, dann wieder geschehen im Himmel als auch auf Erden. Gib uns heute unser tägliches Brot, vergib uns unsere Schuld, als auch vergeben uns Schuldigen, die uns nicht ins Tun, sondern lässt uns all im Himmel. Amen.
Thank you.
But I know that. I know.
You know. When you say your daily prayers, do you still do it in German?
I sometimes, I mean, when I lay in bed and pray,
uh-huh.
I still say some German prayers.
Uh-huh. So, do you use German yet in conversation with some of your friends around here in Linton?
Yes, and when my children come, especially the oldest one and the one that lives in Bismarck, we talk German. They want to talk German.
Oh, great.
And they all talk, we can all talk, we talk German when we get together sometimes, we talk German just to do it. And my grandchildren all can understand German and some of them can speak it.
Okay. You know, I think we haven't talked about your family. You told us that you married a Wald.
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 W-A-L-D.
Mm-hmm. And how many children did you and your
we
wife
had
have?
Four children. We had one daughter and three sons.
And can you give me their names? The oldest is the daughter?
No. Chim is the oldest.
Okay.
And then 3 years later, Bernadette was born. 3 years later, Raymond. And then 3 years later, Daniel.
Oh. Okay.
4 years.
Okay. And where do they live?
Chim lives right, he used to live in Florida for a long time, but now he lives in South Carolina, but he works in North Carolina. He works in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay.
He is a contractor for a big, big concern. Great, big, big. Right now, they contracted 10 10 commuter buildings. to the tune of $5,500,000 apiece. They're building two right now, one in Los Angeles and one is someplace in the Carolinas, but they're going to build 10 of them.
What's his profession?
He is the chief of the contractors. I don't know what you mean.
Did he go to college? And
he went to college in Bismarck, North Dakota, not long.
Okay.
But he started many different jobs already, but when he worked in Florida, he worked in the banks.
Mm-hmm.
And he was there, he was also in finance there.
Mm-hmm.
And he foreclosed things and he contracted things and what have you.
And the second one?
The second one is Bernadette.
Okay.
And she is married to a Norwegian.
That's okay.
Yeah,
Norwegians get along just fine.
I like him. He's a wonderful man.
And where do they live?
They live in Hastings, Minnesota.
Okay.
Bernadette manages a bank and is a vice president of the bank. And her husband, Lionel Esteson, is the chief over all the federal and co-op banks in St. Paul.
They're all responsible people.
They are very, very, very successful. They do very, very good. And they have two children, a son and a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
The son is married and I've got a great grandson.
Mm-hmm.
And the daughter is going to get married in September the 9th. So I'm going to
wait. I bet you're going there.
Oh, I was to one in Chicago, June the 9th.
And
my grandson.
Child number three.
Child, that's Raymond. Okay. They had two sons and they're both married. And his wife's name is Anna. Him and another guy have a big cabinet business. And his wife, Anna, manages labs. She's a lab technician and she manages four labs for somebody. So she travels back and forth. And her oldest son, Joey, manages one lab under her.
Huh.
And then the second son is a physical therapist.
Mm-hmm.
And his wife is a high school teacher. She teaches English.
How about that?
And where do they live?
They live in Crystal Lake, Illinois, 28 miles from downtown Chicago,
mm-hmm.
a suburb. Mm-hmm. Beautiful home and beautiful cabin and what have you.
And your last one?
The last one is Danny. He lives in Bismarck, North Dakota.
Oh, he's the close one.
Man. Yeah, he sells insurance. He's with American Republic. And then his wife is an artist.
Mm-hmm.
He does a lot of artwork does a lot of work down in Southport and Bismarck.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
And they have two daughters, but they're still both single. And one of them is in Montana, right out there. In the wintertime, she works in Big Sky, but she still goes to college. And the other one works in Bismarck in the summer and goes out to Big Sky in the winter. She's an instructor out there.
Mm-hmm. Why, they're busy people. They sound like talented people.
They're talented. They're more talented than their grandpa.
Well, we lived in different times than they do. They have a lot of opportunities, and we've got a lot more educational systems now than when you and I were going to school. By the way, where did you go to school?
I went to school in Berlin District.
You
only
did there.
Three-quarter of a mile from where we lived. And I went to school to the seventh grade and I had to stay home and help with the chores at home.
Mm-hmm.
We had as high as 28 horses and one stud horse all the time. And it was a lot of work and only one brother at home, so I had to stay home. That was it.
What was your favorite chore, and what didn't you like to do?
I didn't like to pick rocks.
Oh.
And the favorite chore was, I kind of like to do work with the machinery out, with the horses, you know, like plowing,
mm-hmm.
and raking and mowing hay and stuff. That was kind of my favorite.
If you didn't do your work, were you disciplined?
Yes.
You were?
Very much so.
How were you disciplined?
Well, if Dad said go, it was go, and if he said stop, it was stop. There was no in between.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was no back talk.
Who was a disciplinarian in your house?
Well, Dad more so than Mom. Dad.
Even with the girls?
Yes, with the girls too.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Were there other nationalities in your school?
No. Nope.
They were all German.
No. They were all German.
All German, huh?
But all different religions. We were the only Catholic ones that went in there for a while.
Hmm.
We had Baptists, EBU, Reformed, Lutheran, and 70 Adventists to the south.
My goodness.
We were almost the last Catholics east of Zealand. So we were raised with Protestant people, mm-hmm. and they were wonderful neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
When my dad and mom moved to town, it was by heart, not as hard to take as when my neighbor moved, because we were together every day, and he was a good Reformed.
Mm-hmm. What were some of your neighbors' names?
Neighbors' names, okay. One was a Russian, was Yaninsky. And then there was a Bender to the north, and northeast was Schnobel, and then straight east was Hartzi, that was the last Catholic there. And then there was Ogermans, and Charaus, and Chung, and Hartzi. And then to the west there was Solway, and Schirmeister, and Stern.
My goodness, you have good memory to remember all those people.
How many children were average in your country school?
You would maybe say approximately 8 to 10 average to a family.
Yeah.
And as a rule, in our little country school, which was maybe 18 by 32, we had as high as 28 children there sometimes, 24 more all the time, mm-hmm. from the first to the eighth grade.
One other thing, when you didn't obey at home, what form of punishment did you guys get from your father?
It was not all that bad, but we got spanked on the butt mm-hmm. with an open hand.
Mm-hmm. Did you have discipline problems in school? Do you remember any there?
No, there was no such a thing those days. When the teacher said sit, it was sit. And when they said you do this, there was very little problems in school.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Very, very little to be exact, because we were, it seemed that in our school, we were all well-behaved children because I think we had stricter parents.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, you went to church then close by? Was there
well,
a church
to
attend?
Well, we had to go to Zealand, which was 7 miles by team. But before Sealand was, and before I was born, before Sealand started, they had to go to St. John's, which was 13 miles by team.
Oh.
And they went.
And they went.
They went. And Sealand, we went to Christmas Mass many times, midnight Mass, 7 miles went into the church.
Mm-hmm.
But the Sealand church first was built in 1904. My brother Ben was the first child that was baptized in there in 1905.
Hmm. That's exciting. Were the services in German then?
The services were in German until 1902, and Latin. German and sermons were German, and the reading was in Latin until 1900 and about 25, 26, and then they. And then really the Mass was still in Latin, but the sermons were, some of them were. Now Father Greiner was a German, and he had a short German sermon and a short English sermon. And he started there in 1923, and he first started that English sermon maybe in 1926 or 25.
Mm-hmm. And was it English then from then on?
Later, about 28, then it was English, more so. Mm-hmm. But sometimes still a little German, mm-hmm. up until the 30s.
Mm-hmm. So your family went to church every Sunday?
Yes.
Did you have confirmation out there then?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. And holidays? How did you celebrate Christmas?
Christmas, Well, Christmas was really something we were looking forward to. We were always scared of the Pilsnigel and the Christkindl. But it was something to look forward to because there was oranges made before Christmas and a lot of cookies and peanuts and nuts and almonds and candy, and Christmas was a big thing to look forward to. Mm-hmm. But we always had to suffer that big Pilsnigel, and he was mean. He came sometimes even with a chain, and he was mean. And the Christkindl was always kind of a sheet over her, and you didn't see much of her face, but she was a little better, but she was mean too.
Did you have that those with your children too?
No. Just one time Santa Claus came, and that was it. We didn't allow it no more. Mm-hmm. We had two children, and Bernadette and Raymond, and the Pilsnigel came, and they were so scared that we were out in the barn milking in the next morning, and they came out to the barn with their pajamas on. Uh-huh. So we took them in and we said, no more. Yeah. That was scary. Yeah.
Were your parents involved in founding the church there, or was that?
Yes, my dad, yes. He was involved in that, and in paying, and
St. John's.
What have you, St. Andrews in Zealand.
St. Andrews.
Yeah, okay. St. John's, no, St. Andrews in Zealand.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you have daily prayers then at home with the family?
We had daily prayers before every meal and before bedtime. And down on our knees. Mm-hmm. And during Lent, the rosary every evening. There was no such a thing as we're going to miss Tuesday evening. That was it. Mm-hmm. Me.
And you said earlier, I think, that you did a lot of singing.
Yes, we did a lot of singing.
With all the children, I would imagine you had a choir.
We did a lot of singing, and my brother Joe could play the organ, and my sister Rose still played until the last 3 years ago. She played for the German singers in Bismarck. Not a note, all by ear, and beautiful. Mm.
So what kind of songs did you sing then?
A book that Rose made up for me. But she used it, and then to make new ones. And there are so many German songs in here in English, and I can sing a lot of German songs.
Hmm.
All kinds
do
of
do you them. Sing German here at the Senior Citizens?
Yes.
We do. Still do.
But I sing songs way before that, and a lot of them are in here, and so I can sing this one all the way down, I mean, without even close the book.
Yeah. Do you sing with any other group here in town?
No, just with the German singers here and Senior Citizens.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Who taught you to sing then, or who directed you, or who got you guys going together in your family?
Well, out in the family, mother. Mother could sing a lot of German songs, and her family and her aunts and what have you, and cousins, they sang a lot of German songs. They'd get together and sing German songs.
Mm-hmm.
What other holidays did you observe other than church holidays and so forth?
There was not excepting Easter and Christmas, and then Pentecost, you know, mm-hmm. Pfingsten, and Christi Himmelfahrt, Ascension. That was about it. Well, no, those three kings from Oric, Dreikönig, that was a big day too.
And how about Fasnacht?
That was too sometimes, and sometimes there was some headaches the next day because they drank that homebrew, you know, and there was some headaches. There was some hangovers. And a hangover is a head that wasn't used the night before.
So, names days?
Names days, yes. We had.
Did you have to celebrate those?
Even after we were married, names days were still pretty popular. Mm-hmm.
Did you guys dance?
We danced.
Where did you dance?
We danced in granaries and in barns and in dance halls and in houses and you name it, we danced.
And did the neighbors come then?
Oh yeah, we'd get together, you know, and but on those barn dances, you know, I stood beside Welk when he played in the granaries around our neighborhood there and and Gutenberg, you know, and well, and some of our local guys.
Well, and you had Joe that was playing.
My brother Joe really didn't play dances. He just played songs, you know, like the German songs and what have you. Okay. He could play them.
Mm-hmm. Where did you meet your wife?
I knew my wife by the time she was 7 years old. She was only 7 miles from our place. But actually, when you say, where did you meet her? Where it was at the dance.
It was at a dance,
at a dance
too.
And I was only 32 years old before I got married.
I bet she proposed.
Well, I think we both did at the same time. We, World War II, everybody was drafted, and my brothers were drafted. I worked for the Highway Department from 1939 to 42, but three of my brothers were drafted, and then I went home and started farming with Dad.
Okay. I want to go back to the dancing. What kind of dancing was it?
Oh, well, waltzes and polkas and what have you.
German dancing.
Yeah, sure, Deutsch.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Foxtrot came out, but that was later, and that was about it. Two-step.
When you got married, where did you get married?
We got married in St. John's Church, which was 5 miles north of Zeeland.
Okay. And tell me about the day. Did you have just one day?
And I'll tell you why. My brother-in-law died shortly before that. He was buried October the 26th, and we got married November the 3rd. And we could not have no wedding or nothing. You didn't dance when a relative died, sometimes for almost a year. Mm-hmm. So there was nothing. We just got married, went home, and right in the house.
No dance.
By walks, that was it. There was nothing else. But we took a train and went to Minneapolis by train, and then got a car and went to see my brother. He lived in Northfield at that time. So for our honeymoon, we went on a train ride. And we stayed in a hotel in Minneapolis.
Remember the name of it?
No.